a new firearm, or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour on this Friday, September 19th, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now is the author of the book, Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success. Rick Randall's on the line. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Randy. How are you today?
We're doing good. We're up at the Grand Hotel Mackinac Island for the 36th Biennial Republican Leadership Conference, and we're broadcasting from the green room right now and going to be wrapping up here shortly and heading downstairs for some lunch. I'm going to have whitefish over at the Village Inn, so we're excited.
Well, that's delicious.
Yes, it is. Hey, Rick, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions about the book before we get rolling here with all the information you want to share with the audience. I had a lady call me, and she wanted to know if there was a way she could buy the book, because I always talk about, text me RT for Road Trip. I'll send you a picture of the cover of the book, as well as the link to Amazon to be able to buy it online. And she's an elderly woman, and she's got, I think she said, 5 or 6 grandkids that are in high school. And she said, is there any way I could buy the book without doing it online? Is there a way I can buy the book directly, maybe from Rick himself? And I said, well, you know what? It's kind of funny because Vicki and I were going up to Charlevoix for dinner the other night, and we passed Rick's office, and I looked out there, and I saw a big stack of 4, 5, 6 boxes, and I called Rick, and I said, hey, dude, you got a bunch of boxes outside your chiropractic office over there. He goes, yeah. He said, those are copies of my book. And so the question is, for Barb, I think her name was, can they buy the book directly from you, pay you directly, and then have you ship them the books or come pick them up? Or is there anything we could do with our listening audience up here in northern Michigan?
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. So, Barb, I can help you out, or anybody else. If you just, my number is 810-845-8289. And if you were to just text me, and then your shipping, your name and your shipping and how many books you would like, then I can definitely take care of that. This is kind of a godsend for me. There's a reason I'm going to have suddenly 400 books or 500 books. And anyway, so that would be cool. I don't know the shipping. I mean, I can, of course, figure that out. So the shipping would be added on to that. I don't have the free shipping thing like Amazon or nothing. But
right, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, okay, yes. What we could do, let's do this. Let's do RT2. RT2, text me RT2. I just took a screenshot of Rick's address as well as his cell phone number, where he could, his office address there on US 31. But Rick, you could then contact these folks directly, and you guys could have a conversation, and then you could figure it out based on how many they want and figure out shipping and all that good stuff.
Yep, that'd be great.
Text me.
I'm excited. RT2. Okay, first off, hey, thanks for wanting to buy the book.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. I keep reading my own book, and it's like, again, it's today I've got all kinds of words that I'd like to share. We probably run out of time before I get through it all, but nonetheless, it seems like such a good book to me, and I wrote this book because of the things that I learned along the way from really, really good authors, and I was going to mention it last week. This book, In Tune with the Infinite, incredible book by Ralph Waldo Trine, Quiet Mind by White Eagle Press is another just an incredible little fits in the palm of your hand book, and the Science of Mind, and there's so many really good books out there. Well, I've been reading this stuff and thinking about this stuff for years and years and years, and even got to talk about it several times, even like on the radio here. This is a first for me on the radio, but so this book is a culmination of all of those thoughts and that kind of thinking. And so that takes me to the first word, thinking. And so here's the important part about thinking is that you control it, or you can control it. It's crazy to me. You know, when you go out and mow the grass, for instance, I talk about that all the time, you know, but it's a time when if you had headphones on, I don't listen to music, and I don't even put earphones on, but you can think along the way, and you think about so many different things. And what's crazy is the thoughts that come into your head about all kinds of different things. And the thing is that pay attention to what you're thinking, and realize that so much of it, which is kind of a crazy thing, is that it's about things that are not going to happen, haven't happened, or about people that you're not interacting with. And so then pay attention to your thinking. Is it consistent with what you would like to have happen in your life? Because your thoughts grow into your reality. What you think about comes about. Your thoughts are the seeds from which your future grows. And so it's so important. And you can control your thinking. So we go back to the book, and you go, it's the words that you use that write your thoughts. And so the whole book, this is what this book is about. It's the Good Words Book for Success. And so the words that you know, the words that you use are what write your thoughts. And so if you have a thought that's goofy, which sometimes I do too, you know, I'm, oh my God, you guys, I'm just like you are. And so we all have these thoughts, and you go, geez, where'd that come from? And so you go, hey, man, I don't have to keep thinking that unless it feels good. You know, or if it inspires you, or it motivates you, or it causes you to do something favorable in your life, or just makes you feel good. And so it's the words that you use. And so I wrote a good poem or a good thing about the inheritance. And that was just about, I'm a word guy, and if I could change your life with one word, what would I use to change it with? Well, the word would be inheritance. So I wrote a really cool thing, and I put that in the book also. But then I think about this as well, is that are you confrontational? Are you argumentative? Are you peaceful? Are you calm? I said this, I think, last week too, is the difference between arguing and discussing is maturation. And it doesn't have to be about who's right. My roommate, this is a good story, and I'll probably end up closing with this, but my roommate in chiropractic school was a high school buddy, and then we got to live together in chiropractic school. So I grew up with my mom in the kitchen, and she prepared meals. We had five kids, and she prepared meals for us, and I never thought about, you know, how many meals that was over how many years, and the fact that every day we had breakfast, or we had lunch, or we had dinner, we had all the above, and mom was in the kitchen. And so I thought, at some point when I finally matured, I thought, okay, I'm going to learn about the kitchen. I'm going to help mom out. And so I'd go in there. Well, what I learned quickly was that there's one way to do things, and that was mom's way. Okay, so I got that, and then I went to college, and so now I'm in the kitchen with my buddy Eggs, and we're making an omelet, and he's over there cutting the cheese. This is what's funny about it. He's cutting cheese. Okay, so he's cutting the cheese, and I said, Eggs, I said, you're not cutting the cheese right. And he looks up at me, and he starts laughing, and he says to me, Rick, there's more than one way to cut the cheese. And I thought, you know, isn't that perfect? Yeah. Well, he's the same guy that kind of inspired the whole thought process on the words. He said in college one day, he said, Rick, he said, it's not that difficult. And I was thinking it was, you know, it's pretty difficult. And he says, no, Rick, he says, all we're doing is we're learning words. We're learning a vocabulary. He says, before he said all that, he says, I can sum up life in one word. And that's the introduction to my book. And I said, Eggs, what would that be? And he goes, vocabulary. And I laughed and I said, you know, vocabulary, Eggs, that's more than one word. And he goes, exactly, it's about the words that you know. And so that's the whole point about our life is you're thinking all the time. I mean, your mind never stops. It's sure. Running nonstop. Sure. And so they say you have some 64,000 thoughts in your daily thought process, and you're like, that's a lot. Who counted those? But
64,000.
Anyway, so amazing. Okay, so I'll leave this segment with this: is just think about what you're thinking, pay attention to what you're thinking, and when this book shows up and you start reading this, it gives you a whole bunch of good words to write what you're thinking, and that's the most important part about this message: is that you choose your thoughts. Only one thought stays in the house at a time, and that is up to you. And so those thoughts should inspire you. Should they motivate you? And we'll go next segment. I'll share why that would be true. So, but
Well, one of the things that really impressed me, as you gave me a copy of the book, asked me to read it, you know, you wanted my critique, and I read the book. First time I sped read it, then the second time I read it and really, you know, dove into, you know, the pages. But it was so amazing at a time we're dealing with so much in our world and all the things that happen, Charlie Kirk and all this other stuff happening politically. But you dedicated four pages to the word God, mm-hmm. you know, and good and, you know, just humility and all these different words. And I sit there and I think about it today in this chaotic world we're in, you know, people need to actually buy the book and kind of almost like reading your Bible every morning where you read a couple chapters every morning before you get on with your day. It's maybe a good supplement to the Bible where you can actually take your book and pick a page and just turn to it and see where God leads you. But you do it all the time. I do it. And it just literally, it changed my perspective after reading it and kind of gave me optimism and gave me hope and made me feel good. And I guess that's what it is, a feel-good book.
Yes. So, okay, with that being said, this is kind of interesting. My mom was named Mary. Mary was born in Canada, and she was just, I learned more about her almost after she passed, and I knew a lot about her, but I mean, some stories that people told that knew Mary when she was younger, but what a feisty gal. And she was a surgical nurse, but she was a mother of five, and she raised her two granddaughters, and I mean, she's just this incredible lady to me, and so I enjoyed our relationship. So she'd always ask you, and this is a good question. She goes, Rick, what is your life's philosophy? And I'm like, wow, Mom, that's a pretty big question, you know? Okay,
life philosophy,
yeah,
I love it.
Go ahead, sit down. Let's just chat for a minute. Okay, good. So finally I've come up with it. I said, it took me a long time. I've been doing it for a long time, didn't realize it, but make other people's lives better. Make other Amen. People's lives better, right? Yep. When you wake up in the morning, I'm going to make other people's lives better. I'm going to love one another, right? And then I'm going to love God back. I mean, love God back. What would that behavior look like, right?
Yep.
And
yep.
So then you think about this. Make other people's lives better. Love one another. Who gets the most out of that? Who benefits the most by doing that, right? You do.
Yeah, absolutely, we do. Absolutely. Hey, Rick, we're going to take a break. I'd like you to take a word from the book to leave us with to think about for the weekend and early Monday morning replay of today's show. I'm Chuck Arandy. He's Rick Randall, the author of the book Road Trip. Short break. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
In northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, staying through the break, is author Rick Randall with a word to finish up the week with, to think about for this weekend. So Rick, it's all yours, sir.
You know, Randy, I had a couple different words, but you brought up the word God, and I just want to share this with you. You know, I wrote the book, and then I didn't have God in there. And my good friend Terry says, you know, what about God? And I said, you know, it's risky. Right. And so, but I did. I put it in there. And I, like you said, I think I get, do I have four pages here? And it says this. But okay, so remember, I just mentioned love God back. Right. So what does that look like? What does that do for your life? But so here I wrote this, is what does God look like? So all of us have ideas, but I'm going to share a story about Daryl. And Daryl was a patient of mine that was in his mid-20s. His hair and his body were in dire need of some soap and hot water, and his clothes could use, you know, the same story. And he was a patient of mine. Once a month, I'd see Daryl. His glasses were taped, and his teeth were rotten or missing. His speech was difficult to understand. He moved about slowly. He definitely needed, you know, chiropractic care. But as a chiropractor, you never know. Every day you're hoping for, man, I want to have a miracle today. And it's amazing, you know, that what shows up. And so they're always possible. And I was always looking for that one adjustment that might change Daryl's life. You know, suddenly I adjusted his neck. And the next thing you know, he comes in and he's just a different person. And so anyways, that particular day, I was just, I always pay attention. I was going to say I was paying attention, but I always pay attention. But anyways, I took really good care of Daryl. And that day when the adjustment was finished, he thanked me. And he asked if I could spare a couple of bucks. And so, you know, I don't carry anything in my pockets. I just forever, except I carry a lucky coin. And so I have a cool coin that says, "In God We Trust." And I just, interesting how many times I kind of rub my coin before I adjust a patient. But that day, for some reason, I had three $1 bills, which, you know, obviously not a lot of money, but I it's just unusual. And so I reached my pocket and I thought, "Hey, Daryl, here you go." And so he thanked me and he would see me later, you know. And after he left, I thought to myself, you never really know what God looks like. And so that day, God might have looked like Daryl. That day, Daryl changed my life forever, because you get in touch with just who and what are out there, who's out there, right? And you have an opportunity every single time you meet somebody to make other people's lives better. And I think that's the mission why we're here, is to allow the divine light to shine through you. But okay, so then I wrote this poem for that one, and I'll end with this one. But don't waste a minute of time today on what others think or what they might say. Stand strong on your own. Do what is right. At the end of the day, feeling solid and tight. You see all that matters when you look in the mirror. You conquered the day without doubt or fear. Believe in yourself. Believe in your plan. Believe in your life. Let God guide your hand. The magic of believe is the ally of choice. Go forward with certainty and the victory. Rejoice. Imagine walking on a one-way street. The only way to go is up. Overcoming is so sweet. Overcoming is the definition of success, you know. Whatever the challenge, you can do it is the only way to go. Look forward to the future, but live life in the day. One step at a time is the only way. Just don't fret it. It's a simple way to roll. It's all about belief. God is in control. And I think if you have that kind of confidence and that kind of faith and that kind of belief, I was going to talk about love today because I got a great poem about love. And if you just invite that energy into your life, that energy shows up over and over and over
Amen.
Again.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, Rick, we greatly appreciate that, brother. And I hate to cut you short, but I do have some announcements to make. So
fair enough, man. I will
Thank you very
time.
Much. God Absolutely. Bless, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
That's the positive. Thanks, Randy.
Final segment for today, I want to leave you with this. And Rick just so perfectly, just absolutely perfectly teed me up. Everything he just said, I believe Charlie Kirk led his life by. I think we are at a turning point in our history as a country. I would like you guys to watch wherever it's at, whether it's on YouTube or Fox News or RSNBC broadcasting, Right Side Broadcasting, excuse me, NBC. Where did I get that from? You need to spend time on Sunday watching Charlie Kirk's Celebration of Life funeral that's going to take place at Arizona Cardinals Football Stadium. One of the things I think that we need to do is make sure we share it with our young people. Tell them about it. Tell them about it. Right Side Broadcasting has a YouTube channel. I'm sure they'll be carrying it live. Newsmax, I think, is going to be carrying it. Fox News may be carrying it. Erica Kirk asked his followers to make the attendance of this event even bigger than a Taylor Swift concert. She asked for people to book their planes to get there to go to attend this event. And I think it's something that is like what Rick just said. The way to live our lives by, to participate, to be involved, engaged, but do it in a positive manner. Absolutely. Hope and pray that you guys will do this on Sunday. Share the information. If you find a link somewhere, Right Side Broadcasting on YouTube, or whether it's Newsmax or Fox News, tell your friends about it. Tell them what time it is. I've been crazy busy getting over here to the island. I haven't researched it, so I don't have the ability to share it with you. But it's going to be out there. It's going to be something that I think will be a turning point for this country, and I hope you guys will participate and be a part of it. Well, that's it for today's show. That's it for this week. We'll be talking about Mackinac Island Republican Leadership Conference on Monday. Thank you for listening. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCY Sheboygan. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1.